This is called Sometimes I Don't Like Writing Poetry. Here I sit within my office, surrounded by the scent of dust and plants that have been rotting for about 10 years, but I still keep them around. Flies are buzzing around the windowsill. My wife's behind the door hooting at me, but I just pretend that, you know what, I don't hear a sound. It happens sometimes, just sometimes, that I don't like writing poetry. Sometimes, just sometimes, even in a pen and paper can't do justice for me. Playing with words when they don't just stream out naturally. Blast it all. What the heck's wrong with me? Looking at my hands wrapped around this pencil, they're crowned with blue veins and wrinkles that I would never pleasure to iron out. Behind each of these wrinkles, I've written a poem that I can be proud about. Since these creases started showing themselves, popping out from under my skin, every time I sign a book cover, I've really been pondering, I've really been thinking. I consider what I would survive if I wasn't blessed with my life of writing. If the words never flowed out just right, what kind of way deep down inside me battle would I be forever fighting? My wife always said I could turn a funeral into a joke, but she knows it, and I know it, that it's just when I don't have my pencil and my notebook. My wife just about slapped me the day my little girl first came to be. I gathered her up for the first time and smirked. She sure don't look like me. But I came home from the hospital and composed a poem of what I felt actually. I reserve it in my notebook of the poems that breathed just for me. And then there was the day I came home and my wife had suffered a stroke. The doctor probably thought I was nuts as I sat in the waiting room like a madman with my pen and my notebook. But when I went in to see her, it's like my words were caught like a fish just dangling from its hook. My wife just smiled and said, "You can leave it in your notebook." When my daughter went to the prom, she floated down the steps looking like an angel or some kind of princess. I felt tears paddling through my eyes, threatening to descend. I couldn't decide where the time could have ever gone. I felt like she wouldn't ever be my little girl again. But I just stuffed my hands in my pockets and maybe mumbled something like, "That's a nice dress." My little girl just wrapped me in her arms like what I was thinking was what I had said. But I just cleared my throat, shook my head, and mentioned, "They might just start without you if you don't get a going." And I guess I knew the time would come where I'd remain exactly where I am, sitting in my office, writing something that I can't. My girl is getting married, and I want to write out something that says something clearly, but all the words in my notebook can't describe what that girl means to me. My wife is knocking on my door, and all I can call out is, "You know, sometimes, just sometimes, I don't like writing poetry."